this town, especially in tourism, would be affected by a low sterling rate. If you go back to 2015-16, sterling was in around 130 to 140. And I think the town in general, along with hotels, benefits. At the minute now, we're looking at 111 for sterling. But on top of that, you have the uncertainty of Brexit. Just in relation to the Brexit, it's the uncertainty, I think. And then with Donegal being so dependent on the Northern Ireland market, their figures released through Fáilte Ireland's top line report. And outside Dublin, Donegal would be the biggest benefactor or the biggest customer for Northern Ireland travellers. We get in the region of 290,000. Problem is, you see, there are no real alternative markets presently for Donegal, where we are so dependent on the northern market. I mean, the report out this week, Horworth Bastow Charlton sent out a report, its annual hotel report, and it is stating that all regions have seen their rates increase, like their average room rates and their occupancies. That isn't happening here in Donegal. It's not happening.